Welcome to Revenge of the Triforce, a podcast where three millennial nerds talk about whatever they feel like talking about, but mostly nerd stuff, because that's what they are. And if you are too, you'll love this podcast. And even if you're not a nerd, you'll love it too, because it's funny, so just listen to it. You already started listening to it. Why don't you finish something for once in your life? Sorry, I think that was my inner voice talking to myself. Sorry about that. Without further ado, give it up for your hosts, Jeff, Eric, and Tommy.
Morning. Oh, hello. Welcome to The View. I am your host, Barbara Walters, back from the grave. I am here with my co-host, Whoopi Goldberg, and the other one. I can't remember any of the other people.
Yeah,
on the
Whoopi,
View.
And I think Sharon Osbourne was on.
Sharon Osbourne was, yeah, she totally was on The View.
Okay, real quick, emergency pause. Who watches The View still? Who are their viewers?
Is it still on? I think it's...
I feel like every 6 months there's some catastrophe on the show and Whoopi walks off or the Roseanne show? She was on it.
They get mad at each other.
Yeah, and they walk off. So anyways, what the fuck?
Stop. It's daytime TV. You know,
Shut it down.
But anyway, how are you fellas doing? Hey guys, we're here with it's me and it's Eric.
Yes.
And Jeff's finding himself in Europe. He's on another trip because he's just a jet setter. That's all he does.
Yep.
And then we got our friend Dave here. Dave, say hi, Dave.
Hello.
Okay. You know him. You know him better as Mr. Safety Tips at the end of every episode.
Yes. He is our resident safety expert, handyman. Boys, we just came off of a holiday weekend. Happy day of the labors. Episode's coming out next week.
Short week.
Nice. Yeah, short work week. Dave, I'll start with you. How was your holiday weekend? Did you do anything fun?
I wouldn't say fun, but got some projects done. I've been working on my basement, and I painted my basement ceiling. It took 2 days, and having my hands above my head for 2 days. My back's a little sore. My upper back is a little sore. But for the most part, it looks pretty good. And
may not. What color did you paint your basement ceiling?
Recommendation for all the viewers here: if you decide to paint an unfinished basement ceiling, go with a dark color. Dark colors hide shadows. Hiding shadows is good. I went with a light.
Shadows.
I went with a light gray.
That's, you so know, basements I, are scary enough as,
yeah,
as it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm speaking from experience. Go with a dark color to hide those shadows.
Yeah, I've got like a gray, and sometimes during the day when the light's coming in, it's like a baby blue, and then it turns gray at night, and then it turns spooky later. So
that's horrifying. That's the worst.
The walls are basically moving all day.
You got to paint that a dark gray. I recommend dark gray.
I just need a couple more layers.
But that is fun. You know, we're in our 30s. Anytime we get to knock stuff off that to-do list, that's fun. That's our version of fun. We used to go out. We used to party. Now we work around the house. And that is, like, I can't wait. This weekend, I'm mowing my grass. I can't wait.
We basically turned into Tim Allen from Home Improvement. And
yes,
we're about the same age or older than he was supposed to be on the show.
We're definitely older.
I think I looked that up on the last time I was on your podcast and we figured out how old he was in Home Improvement. He was 34 or something, 32, 34.
And what the so we're older than the Seinfeld people. Older than the Friends gang. Like they were like what in their 20s in New York City.
Is it a psychological thing? Because anytime I watch that show, even to this day right now, I watch Seinfeld almost daily. They still look older to me in that show. Is that just a mental thing?
I think it's the way they're dressed, and I think it's like George's hair. Like, how could he be older? Or how could we be older than George? Look
he's
at
like
him.
33 and he's given up.
It's just we associate that with old now because nobody rocks that look anymore. Like,
you're right.
If you're a man and you start losing your hair, you shave your head. You just go bald. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very are you shaving your hair, Tommy? Head, Tommy?
Hey, fuck you. I still got some hair left.
I got
a little tiny little peninsula of hair in the front of my head. I've got a 5 head. But
we can't be all as perfect and thick headed as Eric down there. Man, your hairline.
Don't worry,
my hairline's midway through the forehead still.
My day will come. Don't worry.
Eric, how was your weekend?
Oh my gosh. So I every year for the last 3 years now, me and my family, we all go camping in the Chicagoland area. It's a place called Starved Rock. It's a couple hours
Lovely.
southwest of the city, but it was fun. You basically pop up the tents and you don't have cell service and you get the coolers full of drinks and bring all the food. And yeah, so we were out there for Friday night, Saturday, and came home Sunday. Little to no sleep, lots of drinking, lots of eating shitty food, and s'mores, lots of s'mores. And recommendation, really quick, is forget the Hershey bar. Go with the Reese Buttercup with the
Ooh, yeah, I've
s'more.
done that.
It's
Yes.
the best.
That's peanut
Good
butter is
hack.
nasty.
So
Yuck.
yeah,
No,
so yeah,
no peanut butter.
it was delicious. So yeah, we went camping. It was fucking awesome. What about you, Mr. Feline?
I also went camping.
Oh.
Now, we didn't go to any fancy destination. We went to my parents' backyard,
Okay.
which you guys know my parents have a
Yep.
huge yard. I grew up on 5 acres in unincorporated West Chicago. And my brother started this tradition last summer where we take the kids, we set up the tents, we go way in the way back, the back, like way away from the house.
Like where you
And
guys
then,
used to have that farm area?
yeah,
Like
where we
that,
used to
okay.
grow vegetables and stuff. And like when you're back there, you can't see the house. Like it's that far away. So we feel like, you know, we're in the woods.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, Eric, I don't sleep well in a tent. I
Nope.
just don't. I like the idea of camping. I love the outdoors. I like Starved Rock. I've been there. It's beautiful.
Yep.
But I just, when it's time to sleep, I tune into a real diva. I'm like, I need my air conditioning. Where's my bed? I just want to
It's
take a shower and get cozy.
yeah.
And when you're camping, you're dirty, you stink, and
Yep.
everything's wet at night. Everything's wet. You go into
Yeah.
your tent, somehow everything's wet. And it's
Yeah.
just like, now it's time to sleep. Well, that's not very relaxing.
No, and
So,
I'm the same way. I had the AeroBed. I had this little mini generator to blow it up. I had a little fan that I plugged into it at night. I mean, it was cold enough at night where it was. I love sleeping in cold. I
oh,
like
me
to
too.
freeze and just be bundled up in blankets.
Me too. Ugh, you go into a hotel room, first thing you do, crank up the AC.
Yes. Yeah. Get
I'm
it
not
down to
paying for this
62.
electricity.
Yep.
I'm cranking it up.
I'm testing the limits here, but yeah, it was, I'm the same way. I gotta sleep in the AeroBed. I gotta sleep, my cousin and his wife, they had sleeping bags. I'm like, ooh, I haven't done that in a long time, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like such a, like you said, a diva camping now. But like
I had an
that's
AeroBed too. Yeah.
it's the worst part though. It's like everything is great. Setting up the tent. Ooh, look how much space we have. I'm so glad we bought this. Then you're around the campfire, hanging out, having drinks and cooking s'mores and, just being men and women. I don't know. I guess I'm sure women like pyrotechnics like we do too. But like, I don't know. It's really cool. And that's like, all right, let's all go to bed. And it's like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's when it hits you. Oh, we're in the woods.
Yeah. And
And
like,
you guys are going to the wrong place to go camping. I mean, you guys got to go to a place that has really sandy soil. Like you go to Warren Dunes State
Warren Dunes,
Park up
yeah.
in Michigan, and you can like cradle your ass into the sand, and it's
Ooh.
almost as good as sleeping on a waterbed. You need that soft, nice soft soil to be able to camp in. It probably still one of my favorite places to camp is up in Michigan because their soil's so sandy,
I feel like
and
that
you just kind of
they've
sink
just
down
like to
into
burrow
it.
in there
Yeah,
like a
exactly.
rattlesnake. Just
You
yeah.
shimmy your ass back and forth so it gets down a little bit into the dirt, and you're good to go.
I feel like that's a t-shirt immediately is cradle your ass into the sand. It's just like an ass print in the sand, like
And you sleep, yeah. And Dave sleeps that way until the park rangers show up and say, "Sir, we told you you can't set your tent up on the beach. The campsite is over there. You can't do that."
Oh my
I
God, I
so
got
we
that.
slept so we slept in the my parents' backyard, and it's more like glamping. It's not true roughing and camping because we got the house right there, and my parents are like, just come in anytime you need if the kids need to go to the bathroom. And we did do that. Like my one son a couple times was like, I gotta go number two. So we went up to the house twice for that, and both times, of course, he's like, I don't have to go anymore.
Can we
But
watch
my
TV?
Please tell me you had the golf cart so
they
you didn't have to
tried
walk
that.
that.
They tried that. We're like, nope, we're going back outside and we're going to watch the fire. My brother had his two kids with him. He's got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And it was the 3-year-old's first time camping. And once the sun went down, she was not having it. So she goes up to the house. She wants to sleep with Busha and Papa in the house. So we're like, fine, that's fine, whatever. So we go on our midnight golf cart ride, which is part of the tradition. After it's like super dark, we all get on the golf cart with a bunch of flashlights and we just ride around town causing ruckus. Probably multiple people probably called the police on us because they're like, who are these suspicious kids on a golf cart in the middle of the night? But we get back. My brother gets a call from my parents that his daughter woke up at like 11 o'clock and just puked everywhere, like destroyed the bed she was sleeping in. Pukes everywhere. He's like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? At this point, like, couldn't drive home. We had been, you know, drinking and stuff. So he decides to go sleep in the house with his daughter, with the three-year-old. So I am in a tent with not just my two boys, but my nephew, because he was like devastated. He's like, I want to sleep in the tent. I don't want to sleep in the house. So it's me and three kids in the tent. I can't sleep. My brother had made this queso dip for dinner.
Mm.
Lots of beans, chili, delicious. I ate a little bit too much of it. I'm tossing and turning. 2 a.m., my stomach starts hurting. I'm like, oh, no. I'm by myself with these three kids. I don't feel comfortable leaving them because, I mean, I'm sure they would be safe because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. But, like, I wouldn't want one of them to wake up and be like, oh, my God, where is the only adult that was supposed to be watching us? Like, it would be traumatizing.
Yeah.
So I get out of the tent. I find a nice little spot next to a tree and I squat down and
I pooped
on the earth. I pooped on the earth. First time in my life.
Oh my God.
I've pooped in an airplane. I've pooped on the metro train. I'm not afraid of public restrooms. I'll poop anywhere I need to poop. Never pooped in the woods.
Was it mud butt or was it, you know, clean logs?
I mean, it was a little soft. I'm not going to lie. Okay. It was, you know, lots of that queso dip was eating at my tummy. But yeah, I've never done that before. And it was just a true camping, roughing it wilderness experience for me. And I went back and I covered it up with some ashes from the fire.
Oh, God.
And the next day I thought, I had this really funny thought of like, what if my parents' dog finds it and like rolls in it?
Oh, God.
And then they would have to clean up the poop. And it would be the first time in like over 30 years that they've had to clean up their son's poop. I thought that would be really funny. So that was was my experience camping.
So little to no sleep, shit outside. It was a disaster, but it's memorable. Let's put it that way. It's always memorable.
And I still remember camping in your backyard, Tommy. When we were growing up, we did that. It was the weekend after school was over every single year for like 5 years. We did it through high school. I think we started in like seventh grade. So 6 years, maybe we did it. And we always went to that bike ride to that Euro place.
About the bike ride.
Yeah. Steamers, right? Is that what
Tony's
the place
Steamers.
Was?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Euros. I forgot about the bike ride. I remember the camp up. But yeah, there was always a bike ride. We could ride on the prairie path, get Euros and Slurpees from 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back and we would burn our homework from the year because we were such rebels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, total rebels. Chunky little kids burning our homework. We would run the power cord out to one of the tents and have a TV with 64 going and everything.
64, Smash Brothers,
Man, yeah. Good times, good
glamping
times.
Glamping before it was glamping.
It was glamping in the 90s.
God, I used to do that shit too. Me and my cousin Dan would save up all our paperwork because that was not every year, but most years growing up from probably fourth grade-ish onwards because my two sisters are older. We would go camping at Blackwell in Wheaton. And so
that's a nice place to go.
It's a nice place.
Preserve. Yeah.
It's a nice place, but let me just give the audience a quick rundown. This is not in the middle of nowhere. This is not out in the boonies. This is in between very, very busy roads and suburbs. There is a nice forest preserve that has enough land that when you're in fourth grade and you're driving 15, 20 minutes to the campsite, quote unquote, and you go in there, you feel like you're so secluded. And so it's a really cool experience. But basically, the first night we would set up the tent, we would hang out, and then we'd go to Al's Pizza. Like, we'd drive out of the facility, go right down the street to like a restaurant, and then come back, and that was like our little, you know, treat for getting the tent set up. But we would save up all of our papers. We'd bring them with a huge fucking binder and just burn the shit out of them and just ash the entire site. It was like snowing. Pick up sticks and just burn as much stuff as we could find. I mean, what else do boys do when they're that young, there's no technology, and you're forced to be on a campsite, like, shit, let's find stuff to burn.
You and play with fire.
Not to go sidetrack, but since we're talking about burning our homework, and we all went to the same middle school.
Yep.
What was your favorite and least favorite teachers at the middle school?
Oh, God. I'm trying to even remember all the names. Gosh, this might have been my elementary teacher. No. Yeah, elementary comes to mind first. Mr. Metternach was my third grade teacher, and he was my first guy teacher. I mean, again, third grade, right? Kindergarten or preschool, kindergarten, first, yeah. Second. Third,
you don't get a lot of dudes.
I got a guy teacher, and he was like the coolest guy ever. He made learning fun, and I was so excited. And this is the year I got glasses for the first time, and I remember him like mentioning that in the class to everybody because, you know, the years before I didn't have glasses. Hey, Eric, those are really cool glasses, and like gave me a compliment. I just felt so excited because, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, right? You're a young little kid and changes and whatever, but like he was probably the best. And for me, the worst was probably Serb in eighth grade. She was the social studies teacher. She was very loud and would make us sing in her class. She was different.
I don't remember her making us do that.
Or no, maybe
that
it was borderline
abusive, making people sing.
Yeah, it was seventh grade, actually, I think, because it was Mason was the cool one, and Serb was like the evil one. But I think
we had to get up and like lip sync songs in that class.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I remember that. That was fun. We lip synced that. I remember that project.
Yeah. And she also did the whole. She put together like cookbooks. We all had to bring in like a ethnic thing from our like ethnicity.
Well,
I still have that time. Actually, it's on my shelf right now. I have your mom's Polish sausage recipe on my shelf right now.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, love me some Polish sausage.
Like Mrs. Serb or Miss Serb. Like the problem was we didn't have a lot going for us because we had all the troublemakers like in my class. So the guys that would like just speak over people and get like
Dave Farmer.
She gave a reason to yell at us because we had like, it was basically the worst kids in my class, not including me. I was a good little studious boy. Those were my two.
Awesome. Tommy, how about you?
Worst? We already talked about Mr. Mason last week. Mr. Mason was a social studies teacher.
You didn't like Mr. Mason?
Looking back, I hate the guy because like as a teacher now, I look back at the way he taught and it's like everything that's just so many red flags. Like he would just sit, we talked about this last week, but just to review, he would dictate notes to us and make us memorize word for word the answers to essay questions. And then that was half the class. The other half of the class was memorizing maps. So it was 100% memorization. So, and we talked to Jeff and he had the same reaction. He was like, I liked Mr. Mason. He was cool. He let us build castles. And like, yeah, we did some cool projects in his class, but I think the teacher in me looks back at my days in his class and thinks, man,
you're an absolutely asshole. Right. Looking back asshole. At that, that was a miserable class.
Yeah. And like he scared the shit out of us the first day. Like I remember him just going off and pounding on the desk. He was always sweaty. he was not a good teacher. Like he should not have been there.
Yeah.
Favorite teacher from middle school. That's a tough one. I'm gonna go with the science teachers. No, Bradbury? Mrs. Wheaton. No, Mrs. Oh, Wheaton.
Mrs. Wheaton
in fifth grade. She was my fifth grade teacher. She was super sweet. She was the first teacher that I ever like did anything for outside of school. I remember when it was her birthday in fifth grade. Some girls in the class were like, hey, we're all gonna come early tomorrow and we're gonna decorate the classroom for Miss Wheaton's birthday. And I actually participated in that. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that for a teacher because I just liked her that much. She was so nice. And I bought her a big, huge bag of Baby Ruth candy bars because those were her favorite.
Oh, yeah, because she found the spiders in the Baby Ruth candy bar, yeah. And she got the whole box for like when she sent in a complaint. I remember that. Yeah, you remember dissecting the owl pellets in that class,
the
too?
Owl, oh, yeah, I do remember the owl pellets. Yeah, I got a vole. Yeah. Everyone, yeah. I think
everybody got a vole.
Flame. The vole is like a little... I didn't even know what a vole was. Apparently, it looked like a little mouse, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they were
and, you know, house. Some... There's, like, cool... When you dissect owl pellets, there's, like, cool animals you can get. Like, you can find little snake skeletons. Everyone just got a vole.
It's like a little shit treasure chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
peel the layers of the turd and you'll find some treasures.
Ugh. It literally is. It's like it's poop from the owls. The owl has like what, two or three stomachs or something.
Well, like it's that. Vomit, right? It's something vomit, that they can't. Yeah. They can't. It's like a furball for a cat. Something they can't digest, and it just comes out as a
super gross.
Yeah, so gross. It's, yeah, smelled bad too. Still fun.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I know we all enjoy camping, and I think Dave, didn't you guys go a couple times with Jeff in like an actual camper to the dunes?
Yes. Yes,
Tommy, were you there? I never did that.
Yeah. Yes, and I have a story.
Yes, go for it.
I have another story about Jeff's freaking camper. Did you have a story about Jeff's camper, or do you want me to go
never
first?
I never went.
You never went either. It's all you, man.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Zach was there.
Maybe not me.
Jeff, unsalted butter.
This was like late high school or maybe early college. It was like our upperclassman years of high school. Jeff got this amazing pop-up camper, and you think pop-up camper sounds like trashy, but this was a nice luxurious pop-up camper. It had like two king beds and then a little kitchenette with a table that converted into like a third bed. So we take this thing to Warren Dunes, which Dave mentioned, beautiful beach on Lake Michigan with like huge piles of sand and like this clay pit, lots of fun swimming, hiking, beautiful place. We go camping there and we're like 16, 17 years old. We forget sunscreen. Nobody remembers sunscreen. Now, if you go on a camping trip now and you're going to go to the beach and you forget sunscreen, you go to the fucking store and buy some sunscreen, yeah, right?
We're in our 30s.
We're not taking that chance. Or you leave. Yeah. You just don't even. We're like, oh, we missed an essential part of this experience. But, you know, we're teenagers. We're like, whatever. We'll just get nice and crispy. We'll just get a nice tan. So we go out, hang out on the beach all day, go hiking, do the clay pits, all that stuff. We come back, and about, like, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock when the sun starts going down, we start getting really miserable. We start looking at each other going, oh, my God, dude, like, you're red. Like, you look horrible. We're in pain. We're starting to itch. It's really bad. It got to the point where one of us actually did finally leave to go get some aloe vera gel, because that's like, that helps a little bit if you're like really sunburned. You put it on, it's nice and cool, whatever, it kind of eases it. We look over at Jeff and we notice, hey Jeff, you're not burned, you were out there with us, what happened? Jeff goes, oh yeah, you know, I brought some sunscreen. We're like,
oh,
Jeff,
oh my God,
what the fuck? Jeff, why didn't you share your sunscreen with us? I swear to God. Oh, well, it's from my doctor. It's prescription. I couldn't share it. Jeff, you piece of shit.
That's not a thing.
What he told me later is he was trying to teach you guys a lesson for not bringing your own sunscreen.
Right. No, I remember he said that too. He said that to us. He had sun. It's one of those. It's like the, you remember the scene in Dumb and Dumber where my hands are kind of sweaty. You can have one of my pairs of gloves.
Yep.
You had extra gloves this whole time.
Oh my God.
He had prescription sunscreen. That he just didn't even tell. It's not even that he was like, guys, I'm sorry I brought this, but I can't share it with you because it's from my doctor. No, he just didn't even mention it. He just put it on in secret and let us all get fried.
Just lathered
up. I always thought you guys did go out and get sunscreen, but somebody came back with SPF 5 sunning oil or something.
That, I don't remember that. I do remember Zach. We had sent Zach out to buy breakfast food. And he came back with like soy sausage or something. So we made fun of him. We roasted the crap out of Zach for that.
Oh my God.
He's like,
oh,
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was like, Zach, look at the package. This isn't even real meat. We're men.
God.
We're boys. We need to eat meat.
SPF 5, that's like, I can't believe it's not butter spray. Like, that's what that
shit like
is.
That's like tanning oil is what that is. Yeah. That's like, yeah, it'll make you even darker.
And sunburn, it's like, the sunburn is the worst, right? Because you get punished not only from the slow increase of heat and pain and itch, but then once that settles down in a couple of days, then you peel. And you look
you
like
peel,
a fucking,
right. You look like an idiot.
No matter how much lotion.
Tell me it's not satisfying when you get a big chunk of skin that just peels straight off.
I mean, oh, yeah. I would like, if I could skip through the powers. If I could skip to that part immediately, I'd go for it. Why not? Yeah, but fuck, man, being burnt's the worst. But yeah,
I am an avid sunscreen user, and ever since I started, dude, like, but it's been like 7 or 8 years now that I teach swimming lessons every summer. I just lather myself up. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I have never been tan in my life, and I either am white or I burn. And if I burn, I go back to white. Like, I peel straight back into ghost white. So it's never fun for me. And there's some people, like my cousin Dan. He goes out in the sun for like 10 minutes and he's like golden brown. Like, he never wears sunscreen, never needs to, and all he does is tan. I've never seen him burnt in my life. Damn you and your good skin.
Fun fact, or not a fun fact, actually, dangerous fact. Take heed. For men, most common site of skin cancer is the back of the ears.
Ooh.
Because you don't ever think to put sunscreen on the back of your ears, right?
Yeah, you're right.
You put sunscreen on the back of your neck, on your chest, arms. Get those ears, guys, or else you're gonna have them get all cancerified. You're gonna have to get your ears chopped off.
I put it on the sides of my ears, but not like the back side.
The back, yeah. Yeah. Because those puppies are right up there in the sun.
Yeah, fucking ears. What are they anyways? We don't even know. God. Well, hey, I know we're talking about camping. There's really only a few. Because I always like to tie in movies when we can. Because camping movies are few and far in between. And some of them are horror movies. Some of them are fun or comedy movies. But I was just wondering if you guys, off the top of your heads, had any camping movies in mind when you think about camping or just being outdoors. And if you don't worry, because I got ChatGPT that gave me a list of 30. So I'm prepared.
Awesome. Well, hopefully this is on there, because I for sure can't remember the name. And it's more of a summer camp movie where these kids go to the summer camp and create their own summer camp.
Ooh, Camp Nowhere?
Is that what it is? And they take all this money and everything, and they just have like a crazy...
And like a school bus, and like there's camp counselor.
I think they hire some camp counselor, and I actually want to say it's Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. It is Christopher Lloyd.
Gonna ring a bell.
Camp Nowhere.
This was like the greatest like camping movie when we were. I thought was when we were growing up, because at the very end when they were having the parents' weekend, they were pretending they went to computer camp and they had the Air Force, local Air Force bases scheduled. Memorized for when airplanes flew over, and it's like they pretended to hack into the Air Force base and dispatched fighters, and then as soon as they did that, the fighters fly over the. I thought that was a pretty cool movie.
I haven't seen that movie in forever, but I know I just knew immediately what you're talking about. It's just and they put on the whole charade, and then they kind of figured it out towards the end. But damn, that's a good camp movie. I like that one. Yeah. Tommy, what about you?
I'm not too familiar. I don't remember that one much, but I mean, Heavyweights, one of my favorite movies of all time. Also, summer camp movie, not really like camp in it. Not really rough in its style, but just such a good movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Little fat kids. And like, when that movie came out, I was a little bit of a chubby kid myself. So that was like, I totally related to that. And I got to thinking recently, that movie could use either a sequel or a reboot. Because you could take that whole movie would be just as relevant today.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's about these little fat kids who just learn to love themselves, And with all the like issues today with like, they have to talk about like fat shaming and body image, whatever. You could make that movie in 2023 and not change a thing, except for the scene at the end where they all dress up like Indians. Probably have to change that part, but that's the only part you'd have to change. That movie would be perfect.
I don't even know if you can use that word anymore. So you definitely just got
Native Americans. Yeah, just got killed. No, they dress up as Native Americans. Not a single Native American in the cast. So you have to change that part.
You even use that anymore? Doesn't it have to be Indigenous people?
Whatever. You just got to put them in a different costume at the end. Put them in a different suit.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I thought of a couple before I made the list. I promise you, I thought of a couple. One that I feel is a little bit underrated, if you guys recall, Bushwhacked. With Marv
is that the one where they go down the river?
That is a River Wild.
River Wild was good. Wasn't that Glenn?
That was Fuck, what's
was this? That with Glenn Close?
No, it was with, hold on. It's the
Kevin Bacon was in it. I know that.
Yeah. Was it the lady from Jurassic Park? No.
No. No. Hold on.
Let's see. River 1994.
Wild. Meryl Streep.
Oh.
Not Glenn Close. And John C. Reilly.
Yes. That's what I knew you were thinking of. Riley he was a goon.
Were the baddies.
He was a goon. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. River Wild. Absolutely. And then Bushwhacked. It's basically Marv, whatever. What the fuck is his name? His real name. Narrator from Wonder Years. I'll figure it out in a second. But basically,
Daniel Stern.
Yes, Daniel Stern. He's basically like this thief robber guy and like con artist. And he is taking this group of Boy Scouts. Like they think he's a troop leader somehow. And they take him out into the wilderness. And there's some guys that are after like the money that Daniel Stern stole. And it's this whole thing, but it's like out in the woods, it's camping. I highly recommend it. I think there's a number of different like actors that became bigger in it, but Bushwhacked was one of the first ones I thought of. Definitely heavyweights, like you mentioned. Camp Nowhere, like you mentioned, Dave. And then The Great Outdoors with John Candy and who the fuck else was it?
Is that Steve Martin?
No, Dan Aykroyd? Hold on.
Dan Aykroyd, you're right.
Dan Aykroyd and John Candy. I mean, just such a good camping movie. And a lot of the other ones, like, don't get me wrong, I do like horror movies, but, you know, there's just so many outdoor horror movies to put them into one. Like, yeah. even just Jason, right? Right. Friday the 13th are horror movies. Blair Witch, obviously, is a camping movie. Like the worst camping trip to ever go on. But I was surprised to see how short the list was. You know, like there's really not a ton of camping movies out there.
Is Sleepaway Camp on there?
It's not in the top 30. Or at least according to ChatGPT. So if I ask for another 30.
That's good. That is correct. It's okay. Not good.
Okay.
It's
not good.
It's a horror movie. It's very bad. But yeah. If you like cheesy, bad horror movies, then you'll love it.
Hell yes. I mean, some of these movies, I don't even know if they are considered camping. They're like, yes, Into the Wild sounds like it. I think that was...
Into the Wild was good with Jonathan Taylor Thomas in there.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Or no, that yeah. was...
Wasn't it?
No. That was a while... Something with the three brothers. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I think that was from the 90s. This one's from 2007. I don't even know what Into the Wild is.
2007 was Emil Hirsch.
Okay. The Parent Trap, I guess. I guess they're at camp there, okay. Right? From
the
Lindsay
yeah.
Lohan one. Without a Paddle with, what was it, Seth Green?
There we go.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that one, yeah.
Ernest Goes to Camp. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Adam's Family Values. Okay, the kids are at summer camp most of the time, so I can kind of get that one. Wet Hot American Summer. Don't
okay.
That's a movie. That's a, I know. I thought that was a show too.
Movie. Yeah. They made a sequel to it just recently on Netflix.
Yeah. Didn't like, they with years like later. Paul Rudd and like it was a whole yeah. stacked cast. I think.
Yeah.
Bushwhacked is on here is 24. So I'm surprised you guys should go watch that. I'm sure it's out there for free. I think they pay people to watch it now. Hateful Eight. That's, I don't know, I guess so. That's like a Western.
That's a Western. Yeah. That's a Western. I mean, there's camping, but.
Yeah. Happy Camper from 2001. I've never heard of fucking Happy Camper. So anyways, that's most of the camping movies. Again, it took me a little while to even think of a couple. And then, of course, Blair Witch Project. I mean, I know we've talked about this in past episodes, but that was like one of my favorite horror movies of all time because it came out at a time when there was no marketing, there was no internet. The only internet was that we thought there was real footage found, and this was like a news right. article. It wasn't well, like
they, yeah. yeah and that they, movie really was the first of its kind with like the yeah. found footage. Like we found this, it's real footage, and people really a lot of people believed it.
Yeah. And it kind of fucked a lot of people up, I'm sure. Some people to this day.
I'm gonna be honest, I never saw it.
Oh, really? Oh, not, you guys, like, you
horror
guys.
Movies. I just don't. I'm not. Right. I don't enjoy horror. All movies.
Right. If you guys ever find a time machine, don't worry about lottery numbers, getting it rich, going back and fixing whatever. go back to watch Blair Witch in real time. You will love it. That's the only wish I have for you guys.
Take your word for it.
All right, good.
They made a bunch of sequels.
They did. They did. They were shit and like cinematic and not found footage. But well, gentlemen, it's been quite a pleasure. Dave, we are excited you were able to join us here for this episode. Definitely yes. A good stand-in for Jeff not being here. So we appreciate you. And
all I get is good, not great. I mean, I know I didn't say too
phenomenal.
Much, but okay, there we
we'll
go.
We'll let the audience speak for it too. Everybody come like the episode, share it, because Dave is here. You get a break from
Dave,
Jeff.
Dave would have shared his prescription sunscreen if he was on that trip with us.
Absolutely, he would.
If my skin wasn't so weak like his, if I needed it.
Sunburn, get it, burn.
Well, what better way to finish out the episode but our very own live and in person, Mr. David Safety Tip Bennett, here to take us away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I was gonna go one way with this, but with the sunscreen, I'm thinking the sunscreen incident. I think thinking about.
Well, you could do both. Well,
you do whatever you want, and then
record the other one for another time.
Yeah.
We need more recordings.
And wait, I've got the noise. I can play the noise. You guys won't hear it, but I'll play it on my end.
I'm not gonna hear it.
All right, I'm gonna play it now, and then, all right, Dave, you're good.
I'm good to go. Okay. Yep. Well, for those that don't know, Jeff is the one that's supposed to remind me when you guys are out of recordings. So the fans of the Safety Minute need to remind Jeff that if they don't remind David for more content, they're going to come over and chop off his dick. So Jeff, stay safe. Remind David to send more Safety Minute tips. So the fans of the Safety Minute don't come over and chop off your dick.
Cut off your Johnson. You sound like the guys from. Sound like the guys from. What's the Big Lebowski?
Oh.
Cut off your Johnson.
Yeah.